Patel looked the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a start he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. He's kicked it in a goal. He's put it through to the outside of the boot. Running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to another exciting edition of Team Talk. I'm your host, Luke, and I'm joined once again by Hughes. How are you, Hugo?
Good, thank you.
Before we jump into the AFL, how'd you go at footy today?
Well, the score's at the end of 97 to 16.
So you got an 81-point win. That's impressive.
Yeah.
How many did you kick?
Two goals and two behinds.
Well done. Good form. Hopefully you guys can keep that up as we get into the more serious stuff. We're up to round 11. It's been an interesting year thus far. I believe you've got the first game, which is tonight at Etihad.
Yep. Colton versus Geelong. Colton and in we have Matthew Cruiser, Lachlan Henderson and Nick Dygan. Out we have Paul Bower, Heath Scotland with his calf injury. And Edward Cooner. Geelong in, we have Joel Corey and Wright, David Rusinski, Tom Hawkins, and Stephen Motlop. Out for Geelong, we have Tom Gillies, Jesse Stringer, Billy Smets, Jordan Schroeder, and Lincoln McCarthy. And still, we have no Jared Waite. For the Blues.
That's an interesting non-inclusion for the Blues. You would have thought they would have rushed him back even if he was able to play, even if he was just slightly injured, so they haven't gone with him. Good to see Tom Hawkins back. He was leading the Coleman up until about 2 weeks ago, and he's back in form, so let's hope that he can keep kicking some goals. Who wins this game, Hughes? Who wins, Carlton or Geelong?
Geelong.
You reckon Geelong will get up? I have to agree with you. Carlton have a horrendous month ahead. They're playing the top four teams from last week. They've got Carlton this week. They've got Geelong this week. Then I believe they've got West Coast over in Paterson Stadium. Then they've got the bye. Then I believe they've got Hawthorn at the G. And then they play Collingwood. Can Carlton win any of those games?
No.
Out of the four, I reckon this may be their best shot, barring injuries to other clubs. Next game of the round, this reduced round, the first of the bye round, so we've only got the six games this week. Six games this week. The next one's Richmond versus Fremantle at the G. I believe you've got that.
Yep. Richmond in, we had Matt Dia, Brett O'Hanlon. Out we have Nathan Foley of his leg, Jake King from suspension. Fremantle new, we have Brett O'Hanlon. Dandenong Stingrays.
Yep.
In, we have Nick Subban, Adam McPhee, Jonathan Griffin.
Yep.
Out, we have Poole, Duffield, Zach Clark, and Jack Anthony. Richmond has broken 50,000 members for the first time ever.
It's a good achievement by the Tigers, making that 50,000 mark. It's nice in the AFL when the Tiger Army's got a little bit of momentum behind them. They make going to the football interesting and fun. And I think a healthy Richmond is healthy for the AFL. This is the first game for the year for Fremantle at the MCG. And they actually only have one more this year at the G. So that's not a great thing if they are a serious contender, which I don't think they are. You'd want to be playing a few more games at the MCG because that's where all the big finals will be played. Jack Anthony dropped again. Do you think he's got much left in his career, Hughes?
Not really.
No, I don't think he does. I think he may get one more chance. I thought he was done last time after he was dropped, but I think he may get one more chance if he can prove his form in the twos. However, can't see a long future for young Jack Anthony. And also for the Tigers, I reckon that Nathan Foley is a massive out. I think out of their midfield, he's the one that's really underrated because the others are a little bit more flashy and draw a bit more media attention. But he is leading the team in goal assists this year. He's leading the team in tackles. And he is sitting third for total disposals and clearances this year. So I'm interested to see how Richmond do cover his loss because I think he is vitally important to the way that they've been playing. Next game of the round was Gold Coast versus St Kilda.
At Metricon.
Yep.
Gold Coast in got Jared Brennan, Josh Toy, Brandon Mitara and Seb Tate. Out Alec Magan, Joel Wilkinson, Tom Lynch with his foot, Kyle Horsley because he's rested. St Kilda had no change.
I think a lot of people around Australia with their dream team and Supercoach teams are a little bit disappointed to see Kyle Horsley being rested, especially in this bye round where everyone's trying to get as many players on the park as they can. He's one that's in a lot. He's a very popular player. Round two this year, the Saints smashed the Suns by 92 points. Do you think it'll be that way again?
Yeah.
You reckon they're going to get the job done?
Yeah.
I reckon it should be a pretty regulation win for the Saints, you'd reckon. But having said that, they were smashed in the ruck last week, and if the young Gold Coast ruckman can give their mids an armchair ride, they're not that far off, and I think they may be a sneaky chance to pinch this one. We've got a question from one of our listeners, we're on the radio, we're not on TV, left at radiocarum.org. Did you want to read that one out, Hughes?
Yep. Steve writes, will Gold Coast win a game this season?
Good question, Steve. I looked through the fixture. I think that tonight is one of their best. I mean, tomorrow night will be one of their best chances. Then they've got North at Metricon in round 12. Do you think they could win that, Hughes, against North Melbourne up in the Gold Coast?
Not really.
Do you think they could beat Brisbane round 17 up in the Gold Coast?
No.
What about Melbourne at the MCG in round 19?
Maybe.
Or GWS in Metricon, so that's up on the Gold Coast in round 20.
No.
So you reckon their best shot to win a game is against Melbourne at the G?
Yep.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. However, I think they can beat GWS at Metricon in round 20. So Steve, if you're a Gold Coast supporter, just hold on. You're going to have a very good future in the next couple of years because they are building a fantastic list. Moving on to the next game. It's the game on Saturday night. Who's playing?
Essendon versus Sydney at Etihad. Essendon in have David Myers, Kale Hooker and Dyson Heppel. Out we have Nathan Lovett Murray, Ty Pearce with his knee and Travis Cole. Sydney in we have Nick Malcheski.
Yep.
And
Andreas Everett. And for Sydney, what were the outs?
Ben McGlynn, suspension, Luke Parker with his shoulder.
I would have liked to have seen this game played at the MCG. Neither team has really played well there this year. Essendon has lost two and won one, whereas the Swans have lost one. I think it's a massive game for both clubs' top four aspirations. I'd go as far as saying the team that loses this game won't finish in the top four. Last week, Essendon looked really slow and they were a little bit lethargic. Maybe the season's starting to catch up with them. If they want to match it with Sydney, they're going to have a greater intensity because Sydney's midfield's very strong. I'm expecting a very low-scoring affair. Sydney's the top-ranked defensive side and Essendon is the second-ranked defensive side. Luke Parker and Ben McGlynn are massive outs for Sydney. Parker's having a great season. Did you know, Hughes, that the Swans are leading the league in tackles?
Oh, no.
Well, they are, and if they can maintain that pressure, they should win. I think the key to beating Essendon is shutting down their midfield scoring ability, and if you can do that, they should get the job done. Who do you think's going to win, Hughes, and why?
I reckon Sydney.
Do you reckon it'll be close?
Yeah, I reckon it'll be close.
How much do you reckon the margin will be out of Sydney and Essendon?
Twenty. 20 points.
All right, good. So you're picking a tight one? Hopefully it is. It should be a good game. I'll be watching that one with a lot of interest. Next game of the round is Port Adelaide versus Hawthorn. It's the only game on the Sunday out at Amy. And who's Port got in and out?
In Tom Logan, Cameron Hitchcock, Aaron Young and John McCarthy. Out we have Travis Boak with his foot. Hawthorn we have in Stephen Gillam, Thomas Murphy, Taylor Duryea, Jack Gunston. Out we have Jordan Lewis from suspension. And new we have Taylor Duryea, Murray Bushrangers.
Do you know anything about him? Could you describe Taylor Duryea?
Small forward, good pace and damaging kick.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. I think that Duryea will probably be the sub. I think he will play. They can't go too tall, so it's interesting that they've named Murphy and Gillam and Gunston all in the extended squad as it is the Sunday game. With Lewis going out, he is a mid, so you'd expect Taylor Duryea to get the nod. There's a couple of whispers going around that Josh Gibson may not play. I'd expect Gillam to slot straight back in if that's the case. Port's won their last three games. Are they a chance this weekend, Hughes?
No.
You don't think they've got a hope? They've won their last three and Hawthorn don't play particularly well at Amy Stadium. Hamish Hartlett's in career best form, so you'd expect either Sewell or Shields to have a run with Roll. I actually think Port Adelaide's a sneaky chance in this game. Don't know why, but Hawthorn's been up and down, so if they don't come out and play the way they can play, I'd expect that Port will get the job done. Moving on, we've got another question that's been posted on RadioCarrum.org by Tali, and she asks, "Hi guys, just a question for the Footy Frenzy show. Will you be able to tell me who is the mascot for Richmond? Also, did you know Hawthorn is just an amazing team?" Thanks, Tali. We did know that already. It's been proven many times. Now, I think Hugo researched that answer and he's got that answer for you.
Okay, Richmond's club mascot is called Tiger Stripes Dyer, named after AFL legend Jack Captain Blood Dyer.
Thanks, Hughes. Well answered. So if you want to leave a question for us to answer on the show, please hit up radiocarrum.org and post your comments/questions. We'd love to discuss them on the show. Moving on to the big traditional Queen's Birthday clash on the Monday, who's playing?
Melbourne versus Collingwood at the G. Melbourne in, we have Matthew Bate, James Frawley, Rowan Bale. Collingwood in, Dane Swan, Darren Jolly, Chris Tarrant, Paul Seedsman. Out, we have Scott Pendlebury because of his leg.
Last year, the two games between these sides were a draw and a one-point win by the Pies. For some reason, these teams seem to match up really well on each other. Let's hope that form continues because we all like a tight, nice, hard game of footy. Do you think, because Mark Neill used to be the midfield coach, Hughes, at Collingwood, do you think his inside knowledge will help Melbourne to get a win on Monday?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much of a difference do you think it makes? Massive or just a little bit?
A little bit, I reckon.
Yeah, they have got different players and they are under a different coach with Buckley, so I agree with you on that one. That's three nice ins if you're a Collingwood supporter. Darren Jolly, Dane Swan and Chris Tarrant. It's a little bit of a luxury they've got to have so much depth to be able to bring three talented players in. Scott Pendlebury out, Brownlow favourite at the moment. Let's hope he only misses one because he's very important and I think he's in the majority of people's super coach and dream teams. Have you got him in your team, Hughes?
I haven't got Supercoach or Dream Team.
Oh, okay. You should get on board. I know the other boys have got it. The buys this week. Who's got the buy, Hughes?
Adelaide, North Melbourne, Brisbane, West Coast, Greater Western Sydney and Western Bulldogs.
So we've got six teams with the buy this week. Hughes, can you tell me which of those teams do you think needs the buy the most? Which team has the buy come at the optimal time? So out of those teams that have got the buy, who really needs it?
Melbourne?
Melbourne's playing. You mean North Melbourne?
Oh, North Melbourne, yeah.
I agree. North Melbourne is struggling at the moment. Probably them and the Doggies need the buy the most. Brisbane, Sydney coming off big wins. They'd want to keep the momentum going. GWS, young side, obviously need the break every now and then. Adelaide and West Coast are just absolutely flying at the moment, so I don't think they'd be too happy about having a bye, but it's a long season, it needs to be done. Hughes, we've only got a shortened show today because we have got the bye round, we haven't got as many games to talk about. It's been a good week. Have you had fun coming on the show with me this week?
Yeah, it was really fun.
It's good to see. When do we see you again, Hughes? I think we see you again in round 15. Yeah. Hopefully we'll have a full round to talk about and a little bit more excitement. Who's coming in next week, Hugo, to talk with me?
Lucas.
Ah, fantastic. I'm pretty sure Lucas is a Collingwood supporter, isn't he?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Hopefully your boys get the win tonight, Hughes.
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll just quickly run back through our tips for everyone that's concerned. Carlton versus Geelong. I'm going to go with Geelong. Who are you going to pick, Hughes? Carlton or Geelong?
Geelong.
Richmond Fremantle. I'm going to go with Richmond. Yeah. Geelong Gold. I mean Gold Coast St Kilda.
St Kilda.
I'm going to go with the Saints. Essendon Sydney.
Sydney.
I'm going to pick Sydney. Port Adelaide Hawthorn.
Hawthorn.
And Melbourne Collingwood.
Collingwood.
I'm going to have to agree with you on fantastic tipping by you, Hughes. Thank you to everyone for listening today. It is a shortened show. Remember to like us on Facebook. We're up to 24 likes. We only need another 16 to hit that magic 40. Also, have a look at the schedule of all the fantastic shows that we've currently got on RadioCarrum.org. The shows are starting to build. You should be able to tune in at any point and hear something interesting. So thanks for listening. Keep those questions coming at RadioCarrum.org and we'll see you on Tuesday for another episode of Footy Frenzy. Thanks, Hughes.
That's good.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Down the outer side for Delidio. Oh, what a mark, Revolt. For a punt for the mark.
Oh, that was an outstanding mark.
Can't argue with anymore. Cross on the buzzer.
Sure, they've been at it all day. Umpire lets it go, they're not worried about it. There's a couple that have gone to the perimeter piping. McPhee's in there to use your laser or taser. Shaw kept it alive. McPhee gets to look at the goal with a right foot for the air. He's kicked it. One of the goals of the year.
This summer was Carmichael Hunt. He's passed the point of no.
They'll get to see that one.
That was a monster, Hunter.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.